Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Hi, Renee. I placed an order, and apparently there was a second charge placed to my account. I was wondering if you could help me clear that up.
All right, sir. What is your zip code?
Zip code is 55109.
And what's your first and last name?
First name is, well, the order number's name is under Elizabeth. And the last name is McAndrew, McAndrew. Come on.
What was the first and last name again?
The first name is Elizabeth. Last name McAndrew, McAndrew.
Can you verify the shipping address?
Yes, it is 2357 16th Avenue East, North St. Paul, Minnesota, 55109.
All right, thank you for that. That's weird. When I click on that name, it pop up Michael.
That is the name that my name, Michael Peronto is my name.
That was weird. I've never seen that. Give me 1 second while your account is being loaded, sir.
Yes, it's fine. Come on now.
All right, sir. So I see here that you had got a tactical bag.
Yes.
And you paid the shipping just for that because you got that free. So
Correct.
what that is they are, so you paid the shipping for that, and that is a free gift into our factory direct store.
Okay, hang on a second.
And, all right.
I need to record this because I need to record this back. Okay. Okay, so explain to me again what the charge is.
So the charge is the membership fee for the free gift for the tactical bag. It states in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, okay, so before you go on, I wanted to say right now, I have three screenshots of the online order. Nowhere on those screens, and I did scrutinize them, look them over to be sure there was no additional charges.
You
Nowhere
looked
on
in
the
the
screen
terms
did
and
it say
conditions?
anything. It didn't say anything about terms and conditions.
No, did you look in the terms and conditions?
There was none.
I guarantee you they had terms and conditions because websites are bound by law to have terms and conditions, sir.
I would like to, whatever it takes to have this charge reversed. If you need me to send the backpack, I will. I want the cancellation and my refund of this
Well,
membership.
sir, what I can do is I can get this account canceled for you, and I can give you a 35% disc a 35% refund on that 6732.
You can give me a 100% discount or refund. I don't want the service. I never signed up for a service that wasn't even part of the deal. The membership.
All right, sir, the most that I can do is a 50% refund.
You can do a full refund.
Unfortunately, sir, the most that I can do is a the most we can do is a 50% refund, sir.
And why is that?
Because it is a valid charge and the terms and conditions were there to tell you about that membership service.
I'm going to go back and find that email, that website, and I'm going to look at it myself again. Now, I've got the screenshots of the order. Nowhere did it say anything about any membership on the order. And also the email that I received after my order simply said, thank you. There was no confirmation of any kind. It seemed kind of illegitimate to me. And I called the phone number and the support. And the woman told me that there wasn't going to be any tracking number because they had just received the transaction. And I then again received no further contact.
Yeah,
no email with the tracking number. No email about a membership fee. I received no information about a membership fee or a membership that I've been signed up for. So, therefore, how is this legitimate, a valid transaction?
It is a valid transaction because it was in the terms and conditions, and you do receive service for that because you do get a $125 voucher in your email
before
after
you say
that.
Again, tell me again. No, tell me. I don't care about the voucher. Tell me again, what was the name of this membership?
The membership is Factory Direct, sir.
And what was the billing? What was this bill under on my account?
It was another company. So it's like, okay, so basically it's like how you go to Walmart and you buy a product and you don't see the product that you bought, but you see the merchant, which is Walmart. That's exactly what it is like on your statement, sir.
Can you tell me the name of the billing?
That I would not know, sir, because I don't work for that company alone. I work for the third. I work for the company, sir. The company under that. So I wouldn't know what's
the
be.
Name of the company you work for?
Factory Direct, sir.
Okay. Well, we may be in an impasse. I'm not satisfied with the 50% refund. This is not my account, so I can't verify that you should go ahead and do this. Probably give you guys a call back. Yeah, what time do you close?
We are a 24-hour call center, sir, so you can call at any time.
You're a 24-hour call center?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. Can you return the call at any time?
Yeah, if you can return a call at any, you can call us at any time and we'll be here. Somebody will be here.
Okay. And your name again was Renee?
My name is Renee, sir. I'll be here until, let me see, what? I'll be here until 7.
So if I get another operator, can I ask to speak to you?
You can. You can, but they'll be able to do the same thing I'll be able to do.
Well, it seems like you and I already have an established relationship, so let's go with that.
I understand that.
You understand that I'm not going to go through this refund at the moment?
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. Here's what I can do. What I can at least do is I can get this account canceled. So you won't get charged. So you won't get charged anymore.
That. Sure, let's do that.
All right, so that's been done. So the account has been canceled, so you won't get charged anymore. But as far as the refund, you can give us a call back, talk to who you got to talk to, and see if that will be it. And give us a call
back. Okay. That's still going to be an option then, considering we just canceled the membership?
Yeah, that still would be an option, sir.
All right. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you again for calling customer support, sir. You have a good day.
We'll be in touch.
All right.